Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you and thank you because you are the King of the universe and you're our Lord and our God. Lord, I want to just worship you today and I want to thank you and praise you that you have called me out to be one of your sons. I am so grateful. I am so thankful that you are my King and my Lord and my Savior, my healer and my provider, and that in faith all things are possible to those of us that believe. And Lord, I believe your word. Lord, I just want to tell you again today how much I love you, how much I praise you, how much I worship you, and how much I thank you for your word, which is forever settled in heaven. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, as we discuss and again about testimonies and how people get saved, healed, and delivered from Satan and his demons and how their lives are transformed, as we talk about testimonies again today, I want to just praise you for your word and how you've done these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord today. I've got this young pastor, Ricky Smith, from the Evant area, here with me again today, and we've just had a wonderful time this week talking about the wonderful things that he has seen the Lord do as he was in the school system. Now, this young man got his education in the school system, and I'm telling you, in the school system out there, there's so many children that have behavioral problems, and we don't know what they are. But he has learned, as I have learned, that these problems are demons. Now, demons come to us many ways because we open doors. When we open doors, that opens these areas that Satan can come in or send his demons in. We come in and we're tormented by these wicked, evil spirits. And as they do these great and awesome, terrible things to us, most of us absolutely have no knowledge of who these beasts are and what they can do to us. But some of us are beginning to understand and learn. And Pastor Ricky, he is learning these things, and he is beginning to act on these things. And as he learned this in the school system, we're going to talk again today about a young girl, probably 17 or 18 years old, that had a tremendous problem and how he got this girl set free. Now, this young girl we're going to talk about today, he came to Ricky when he was a school teacher, and she was about 17 or 18 years old, and she had a tremendous problem, and she had even tried to take her own life. And I'm going to let you listen to this testimony as he tells us how he got this young girl delivered and set free and saved. And it is a tremendous testimony about God's mighty word. Welcome again today, Brother Ricky. Good to have you on the set with us today.
Thank you, Thurman. It's my privilege to share what God has done through His Word and how He's changed my life and just to see Him at work in other people's lives. It's awesome. And the young lady we're talking about is she came. She had tried to commit suicide, cut her wrist many times. She came into the school system and during a brief time after she'd come there, she had tried to commit suicide. And of course, they look at it as if you try to harm yourself, it's the suicidal tendencies. And so she had tried to do commit one of these acts. And after she had done this, I knew that there was because of her age, that she wouldn't be with us long. I wouldn't get to see her long. And I knew that the time was short to deal with her to try to help this young lady. She was crying out for help, is really what she's doing. Cutting herself and crying out for help, that just began to ring my bell. And so I went back to scriptures and come across Mark chapter 5. And when Jesus had come off the boat and met with the man who had been chained hand and foot, lived in tombs, and one of the things he had done was he had carved on himself, and he was in such torment that he cried out. And so when I, think about this young lady crying out for help and not knowing where to find it, through her conversation with me, I found out that the young girl knew Jesus. She was saved. I really felt like she was, but she did not know what was tormenting her. And so I found this Mark chapter 5, and one day I seen her when she'd come back, and I said, I read something about you that made me think about you today. She said, well, what was it? I said, well, I was reading the Bible in Mark chapter 5, and I said, you read that sometime. I said, it just made me think of you. So the next day, she come back to me. She says, hey, Mr. Smith, that was not me. I said, what do you mean that's not you? She said, well, I've never carved on my wrist with rocks. I said, well, no, but I said, he didn't have staples and he didn't have glass. So all he had was rocks. So I said, I suppose if all you had staples if you didn't have staples and glass and knives and all you had was rocks, you'd be just like him. And what got her attention was this man had a legion of demons. And she wanted to know what a legion was. So, well, it's as many as 6,000 is estimated is that was considered a legion. And so for her to think that she, being a believer, believing in Jesus, being a Christian, that she could have a demon or demons, got her attention. And when she read it, it got her attention that this was her. She didn't want to accept it, that she would have she as a Christian would have a demon or demons. And I said, as she began saying this, I said, well, he cried out. Sounds to me like you're crying out for my help. And this girl got a hold of that. It became real to her, and she quit. She got delivered just through God's word revealing to her what was attacking to her. She didn't go through any deliverance. Nobody prayed to her, anointed her with oil, nothing. Just God's Holy Spirit coming to her and cleansing her of what, through her own acknowledgement of what she was doing was trying to harm herself, and it was not her. It was not of God. And this girl got clean from that.
Now, we're talking about today that a Christian or a person today can most definitely have living in their body, their physical body, demons, invisible beings that come and bring sickness and disease and literally control your man and cause you to do crazy things like try to commit suicide. Now, this young girl, normal 17, 18-year-old precious girl, by some form or fashion, these demons got inside this girl and began to control her mind, and they tried their best to get her to kill herself by taking glass or whatever she had and slashing her wrist and trying to cause her to bleed to death. Now then, this girl was supposedly a Christian. She had accepted Jesus somewhere as her Lord and Savior. Now, I've had many a person ask me over the years, Thurman, do you think it's possible that a Christian could have a demon? Well, when you're a Holy Ghost filled, Spirit filled, man of God, preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, and Jesus himself come to me one night and told me I had one, that kind of startled me. But so now that I know if I can have one, anybody can have one, because I became a Christian when I was 11. And it was causing an infirmity in my body, and when I asked the Lord what it was, he literally told me what it was. I personally, myself, in the name of Jesus, cast this demon out of me, and this little infirmity I'd had for years of my life immediately went away. So, we need to realize that even those of us that are born again, professing Christians, can have one of these tormenting spirits living in our body. Now, how he got in, we don't know. But he got in somehow. And so since I've learned this, I've learned to always cast out the demon that's bringing or causing the sickness and disease or whatever, like this young girl. Now, let's go ahead and tell us a little bit more about how this girl's life changed, because you said she just went home and began to read the Word, and through the reading of God's Word, God delivered her. Is that right?
Yeah, it was nothing that anybody else did. I mean, there was nobody else around her to deliver her. I mean, the Word of God, she began reading it and submitting herself to the Word, and she got delivered from that herself. And that's supported by the Scriptures in Mark chapter 5, verse 15. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been demon-possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed and in his right mind. Yet there was nothing tormenting his mind, nothing to make him cry out, nothing to make to control him to do these actions that were trying to destroy this body of the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when you start looking at the Word and realizing that anything that controls you that does not honor the Son and glorify the Father, it's not of God. And when you understand the Word, even back into the Old Testament, of what a demon is, God says they are gods who are not God. And when you realize what a demon is, it makes it pretty easy for you to open the door for one of these things to get in. This girl, she got in her right mind. She got into a loving spirit. She's contacted me many times, either by phone or by email. And she even wrote me a letter in her diary. It's very rare for you to get a chance to read someone's diary, but this young lady brought this diary to me. I have copies of this. She allowed me to make copies. But in there, this girl saw an ugly teenager, young lady that was worthless and everything negative you could think of. She saw nothing but bad. After she got delivered from this, this girl wrote in her diary that, and praise the Lord, she gave me credit. I was so grateful that, I mean, I'd rather had my reward in heaven, but I mean, from her, it was a great blessing. But in her diary, she says, now, before I used to see an ugly, you know, went on down the line, but she says, now, when I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful, beautiful young lady that God created. She began through the Word realizing that she was a creation of God and that who she was as a child of God and what He had truly created. And all from a loving Word that we have in black and white print in our presence.
When you become a born-again child of the King, when you begin to understand who you are in Christ and what He has done for you, and obviously this young lady began to realize that she's no longer just an old person, but she is a princess, a little princess of the King of the universe. She now belongs to the King of the universe. He is her God, her Father, her Savior, her Healer, her Deliverer, and He was everything. And although she, I'm sure, at that point, didn't understand all the things, just like we don't understand all the things, but she'd got enough of a picture of who she was to realize that she was the righteousness of God in Christ and that all the great and mighty promises of God had become hers. And the day that most Christians realize that all these great and mighty promises that's in this book becomes ours and all we got to do is act on them for them to become a reality to us. To think that everyone can be saved, all they got to do is confess Jesus with their mouth, believe with their heart, the Father raised Him from the dead, and they are saved. That's how simple it is. And now they're going to heaven, and now they're going to be either a prince in the kingdom of God or a princess. And we need to see ourselves like that. Praise the Lord. We'd like to invite you to give us a call for teachings that we have, audio and video tapes. We have many. We'd be happy to send you audio and video tapes of our teaching. Just give us a call at 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church on Sunday afternoon, the Living Savior Church at 10921 Shady Trail. In North Dallas, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. and you go up 35E to Walnut Hill, go east on Walnut Hill about four streets, turn right on Shady Trail, and we're only 300 yards down on the right. Come expecting the King to do a miracle for you.